Lesson 12.
Georgia has a very rich culture, and dancing is a big part of it. Georgian folk dances are not very famous around the world, but their magnificence and the beauty cannot be forgotten by anyone who sees it. Many Georgian national characteristics emerge in the people's dancing, which is elegant, lively, and sometimes flamboyant. Traditional dance is still a part of everyday life in the Republic. Each dance portrays the life of the region in which it originated, and thus is diverse. Almost every village and valley has its own traditional songs and dances. Often the dances are based on a dramatic local or national occurrence from Georgia's long and eventful history. The mountain dances, such as Chev Suruli or Mtiuluri, are sharply different from some valley dances, like Acharuli and Davluri. The costumes are different for every dance and resemble the clothing of the past in different regions of Georgia. Folk songs and folk dances have developed together in Georgia. The wedding dance, Kartuli, is a traditional romantic dance. It is performed by a dance couple and incorporates the softness and gracefulness of a woman and dignity and love of a man. It shows that even in love, men uphold their respect and manners by touching the woman and maintaining a certain distance from her. The man's eyes are always focused on his woman partner, as if she were the only being in the world. On the other hand, the woman keeps her eyes downcast at all times. The utmost skill, which is necessary to perform Kartuli, has earned the dance a reputation of one of the most difficult to perform. Khorumi. This war dance has originated in the region of Achara. The dance brings to life Georgian army and the past centuries. It incorporates itself in the themes of search, war, celebration of victory, as well as the courage and glory of Georgian soldiers. Azbeguri takes us to the northern mountains of Georgia, which is marked with a diverse culture and traditions. This dance is performed by only men and portrays the toughness and endurance of the mountain people. Then we have Chev Suruli. This mountain dance is probably the best representative of the Georgian spirit. It unites love, courage, and respect for women, toughness, competition skill, beauty, and the colorfulness in one amazing performance. This dance is also very technical and requires intense practice and the utmost skill in order to perform the dance without hurting anyone. Mtiuluri is also a mountain dance. Similar to Chev Suruli, Mtiuluri is based upon competition. However, in this dance, the competition is mainly between two groups of young men. It is more like a celebration of skill and art. This dance truly reminds us of a festival in the mountains. Samaia is performed by three women and originally was considered to be a dance of pagan times. However, today's Samaia is a representation of King Tamar and her glory. King Tamar was the first woman king in Georgia's history in the 12th and 13th century. Kintori is one of the city dances portraying the city life in old Tbilisi, the capital of Georgia. The dance takes its name from Kintos, who were small merchants in Tbilisi. They wore black outfits with baggy pants and usually carried their goods, mostly food, on their heads around the city. The dance is light-natured and fun to watch. Then there's Kara Chogheli. He was a city craftsman who generally wore black chocha, a traditional menswear. They were known for hard work and at the same time for a carefree life. His love for life, wine, and beautiful women is well represented in this dance. There are so many beautiful dances in Georgia. We know that you also will enjoy them during your time here.